Hello, welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 344. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday, motivation and inspiration. And we're going to continue with I Challenge You. So if you did listen to I Challenge You 2 weeks ago, we're continuing with it today. But it's going to be a little different, right? Now, today is another podcast challenging you, and I want you to be great this year and for the rest of your life in whatever you want to do, whatever you love to do, whether it's art, writing, business, marketing, any career that you want to pursue. Now, this podcast will be a big challenge that comes with layers. Are you ready? Here we go. The one big challenge I want you all to do is to find one person in your life to challenge each other. I need you to think of someone who is important in your life, whether it's a parent, sibling, best friend, whoever it is, someone that may motivate and inspire you daily. What I want you to do with this one person of your choosing is to motivate, inspire, and push each other to be great. Sit down with them and talk about your goals for the year. Write them out, read them out loud. That helps with getting into your subconscious mind. Be encouraging with each other in whatever your goals are. The next component of this is to hold each other accountable with accomplishing your goals. Take the time to talk to each other daily, weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. You can set a plan for how you both want to do things. This will be the biggest part of accomplishing your goals, having someone to hold you accountable. Life will get busy, things will happen, and you both will need to be able to communicate to each other where you are in your journey to completing and accomplishing your goals. Maybe you both have a Zoom call or a WhatsApp or a phone call or a lunch or a dinner to meet up and recap, catch up and talk about your journey. Because the goal at the end of the day is to climb the mountain together to greatness. When you are climbing a mountain together, you have to stick together, stay focused on taking one step at a time. Now, if one slips, the other is there to make sure that you don't fall. You both want to climb the mountain to success and greatness. Now, you may not get to where you want right away, but you will surely get there. And a support system is important in whatever you're doing in life, so find someone that will keep you on tabs with your goals. That's important. Now, have you thought of that person? Now, if you are already doing this, great, because it helps immensely. It really does. Now, do I have a friend or someone? I do. She's a coworker, and you know, we talk when we can. I mean, when we started, you know, the job together, we used to, you know, take the train, you know, home, and then we started having, you know, the car rides, things of that nature, which was great, right? And just recently we had a conversation, and she said to me, you know, you have been someone who's always been motivating and inspiring. And she's told me this before, like a long time ago. And I was like, wow, like this is pretty cool to have a friend who appreciates the amount of time and effort, you know, I've put into, like, look, stop clowning around and go get your degree, or stop clowning around and go focus on your goals and get to where you want to be, right? So for me, the move across the country inspired her to go get a nice apartment in another state. And, you know, all the things that I do with my writing and my podcast, it pushed her to go to school, and she's near the end, you know, and it's a great thing. It really, really is a great thing. So I'm not going to, you know, say names or anything like that. You know, that's just not really who I am. But what I will say is that I'm someone who will push a friend to really get to where they want to be. Even like two of my best friends, Every year on my birthday, it's just, I get the whole long text messages of, yeah, bro, like you've been great and you've helped me through, tough times, and you've pushed me and motivated me to, do things. And I'm like, okay, like that's what I'm here for. You know what I mean? And I have a friend right now who's kind of managing, certain things in his life. And it's just like, all right, cool. Take care of, that element of your life, but don't lose track of what your goals are, right? You shared your goals with me. Okay, cool. You said you were gonna do those specific goals at a certain time. Just because something came up doesn't mean that you hinder yourself or you stop yourself from going after what those main goals are. So that's where that push, that nudge, like, all right, bro, cool. Unfortunately, you got a little situation, but handle that and then let the cards play where they may with that. And you go focus on your goals until that situation comes back to where you need to, have input and do what you need to do with certain things. So I have to, be that person who keeps things in perspective with people sometimes. And I don't mind doing it because I have to do it with myself a lot. So I'm dealing with, certain elements of my life right now, but it doesn't mean that I'm not going to come on this podcast and try to motivate you or inspire you or push you to be great, right? I mean, I've got to manage, some things personally in my life. Nothing drastic or bad. It's just certain transitions that I have to make and take care of and put myself in position to where I'm good for the rest of the year, right? Cool, no problem. Doesn't mean I don't record my podcast. Doesn't mean I don't focus on my other goals or the other things that I have to do from that I need to do for myself. So I have to make sure that there's balance and that there's perspective in what I'm doing. I can't have tunnel vision. I have to have peripheral vision where I can see the landscape of everything. And that's imperative in whatever we're doing in our lives. So I want you to think of someone, and whoever that person is, let's, start those conversations, those really good conversations of, okay, where are we in our lives right now? What are our goals? What do we want to do? What are the obstacles that we are facing right now? What people are hindering us? What's keeping us from really getting to where we want to be? Whatever it is, it can be the simplest thing as, okay, I want to exercise twice a week. Okay, great. And then increase that to 3 days a week at some point. Okay, great. How do we do that? All right, what days of the week are going to work for you? Okay, well, I'll go to the gym with you. Okay, well, what time? Okay, what works with your schedule? What works on mine? Okay, what days of the week? Okay, great. What do you want to do? Gym? You want to run? You want to, and that's how you start the process. It's just as simple as that. And then it's holding each other accountable, basically. Okay, you wanna go to the gym at like 7 o'clock after dinner? Yeah, cool. Like on Tuesday and Thursday? Okay, cool, great. And that's what you do. And it's gonna go a long way. It's really gonna go a long way. So I want you to think about who that person is. Now, I didn't necessarily say significant other or spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend, husband or wife or anything like that. Well, I didn't say that because some of us are single. So, don't feel like I'm like trying to dodge or evade that component. I just, try to put things in perspective. I'm someone who's single 9 years as I'm recording this. So I'm used to kind of pushing myself and, looking to friends and going, all right, my friend just dropped another podcast. Okay, I need to go record a podcast. You know what I mean? Like I'm that person. So, I know that it's important to have a support system. And I would hope that there's at least one person in your life that can be a support system. Now, if you don't have that person, then guess what? I can be your support system. You can follow me on Instagram, Aquarian Mellow, or you can go on theaquariummindpodcast.com, drop me a message, and say, hey, I need someone to push me, to be great, or whatever the case is, and cool. We'll sit, we'll have conversations, we'll do that. and figure out what the next steps are. But let's just, you know, keep pushing. The world is crazy right now. There's a lot going on, a lot of things going on that are trying to distract us from a lot of other things. And I'm not going to sit here and report the news to you, because guess what? You see it on your phone every day, you see it on your iPad, you see it on your MacBook, your Google Chromebooks, your Microsoft laptops, whatever, your TVs, wherever you see it, right? So I'm not trying to be the Debbie Downer or the bearer of bad news. I'm trying to be the one that kind of uplifts people, and I'm doing my best that I can. So that's where I'm going to leave it. That's my podcast for today. I thank you for listening as always. Have a good week. Stay tuned for Book Insight Friday. Be good and go accomplish your goals.